Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sports Day WA. For Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA, and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me out. Don't
change a thing for me. Oh, here we are. Another week.
Welcome to Sports Day WA. Peter Vlahos with you, and looking forward to delivering 1 hour of action-packed news. Do we talk about Harley Reid? I think we need to talk about Harley Reid, don't we? Everybody has spoken about Harley Reid since Saturday night. I thoroughly enjoyed the exhibition that was put on show by the fellow who turned 19 on the 17th of April. It's the 22nd today, so he's 5 days into his 19th year of existence, and he's turned the football world upside down, completely upside down. Now, what I've done in opening the program is that I've already recorded a snapshot of some football people in the media, former players, and also you'll be hearing from the man who saw him very early as a 16-year-old. And we're talking about the AFL head of talent management in Kevin Sheehan. And I'm going to ask Kevin his thoughts on Harley Reid 6 weeks in and whether he thought that he would climb so quickly in such a short space of time. So that's coming up in just a moment. You can join us on the text machine 0487 736 736. We are here for our friends at Toolmart, the Complete Tool Centre, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Firstly, we'll just kick it off with my fellow SEN commentator in Melbourne, Dwayne Russell, thinks at the moment, and tell me if you agree or not, that Harley Reid is the best story in football currently.
But you're right. I mean, Harley Reid, for all those people that have ever said one draft pick can't make a difference, well, we now know it can, Jesse. And we've spoken to a couple of Eagles players in the last month on this show who've told us that he has made a difference. He has been a spark that the older players need. And I heard David King and Jared talking earlier on about the chicken and the egg. Well, we know it's the egg because a few older West Coast Eagles players have told us it's the egg. They've all of a sudden got a spark because this kid's come to town. So it's a beautiful world, Jesse, and I'm glad you started with that positive because that's, well, West Coast Eagles are in my top five best wins of the weekend, but I would say the Harley Reid story is shaping as the best story in football this year. That's how much I'm on board the Harley Reid bandwagon, Jesse, so I'm with you.
Yeah, but Dwayne, you got it wrong. In my top five best wins of the weekend, it is the best win of the weekend. You tell me another better win in the weekend. Now, I know when they ranked, because it was a round that was so close and it was very hard to pick a winner. I only got three right out of eight this weekend. Three I got. And there's others suggesting that the Derby, the 58th Derby, was the least interesting game of all the matches this round, round six. But as far as results are concerned, there's no question for mine that this is the most significant result. West Coast, Derby, pressure, Fremantle hot favourites, and all of a sudden they have not only beaten
Fremantle. They've smashed Fremantle. And Fremantle got some real issues now. In their last three games, they've kicked nine goals and 10 goals. You don't win games of football at this elite level with those sort of goals kicked. So they've got some real issues. And in fact, Dave of Albany has been on the text machine straight away at 0487 736 736. Freo's game plan is flawed. It's based on the same plan Ross Lyon had. Longmuir is a Ross Lyon clone. It doesn't work in big games. It's that simple. Dave down there in the Great Southern in Albany. So I'd like to get your thoughts on the Derby, but more on Harley Reid. Let's just focus on the young fella, and we'll do it for Apple iSports for the fans. He's the hot topic at the moment. As I said, I spoke to a couple of individuals about their thoughts on Harley Reid. It's already in the can. And I asked them the question, starting with our gentleman from the breakfast program, Scotty Cummings. Now, he gave his thoughts on Scotty and Goss this morning. But as we know, it's a shifting audience. I thought I'd get him on again. He works with Jimmy and I in the call on SENWA. And this is what Scotty Cummings had to say about Harley Reid.
As far as impact on the match goes, Pete, there was no one bigger on the ground, and he should have got the three votes and he should have got the medal. And I just think that when, you know, he didn't touch it early, but then inserted himself into the game. And not too many guys after six games have that confidence, have that swagger, but he does. You know, the time where Nat Fyfe gave him a bump off the ball, he went straight back at the champion and sat him on his backside. I absolutely loved it, Pete, but you know what? He is the hope of the Eagles. There's no doubt about that. But he's dragging a lot of people along with him too. And no doubt he's getting some help from the senior players. But, you know, let's have a look at Bailey Williams and Ryan Marich, I thought was good as well. Jack Williams has shown signs. You know, Jimby, you know, they've got enough coming through that he will drag him with him. Don't worry about that. But he's a special one, isn't he? Six games. I don't think we've seen more hype on a bloke after six games. But his last probably three have been pretty impressive, and I think he can just write his own numbers right now, Pete, when they offer him a contract extension.
They've already making comparisons with he and Nick Dacos in his first year. It's a huge comparison, isn't it?
It is, and what Dakes did in his first year was, you know, we hadn't seen anything like that for a long, long, long time, and He probably got out of the blocks quicker than Harley. He was elite from his first game on. But, you know, we're only six games in and Harley's last three have been impressive. But if he can go on the trajectory of Nick Dacos, and whether you can sustain that, I expect later in the year, Pete, when it becomes long and arduous, that, you know, Harley Reid will taper off. But so does every first-year player. They generally all do. So let's not expect him to keep up three-goal, 27, you know, possession, 30 possessions, that sort of stuff every week. But while he's doing it, I'm enjoying it. And I've lost the battle, Pete. I've tried to stay calm about it. I've tried to keep a lid on it all. But I'm all in on Harley Reid right now.
There's Scotty Cummings, his thoughts on Harley Reid. I spoke to a gentleman who used to excite crowds. We saw Harley Reid take a couple of great hangers on Saturday night in Derby 58. This fella used to take hangers all the time. He was an exciting machine. It goes back to the 70s and early 80s, and he's currently in Melbourne. He's a Carlton icon. He played for the Perth Footy Club. Peter Bozzasto has been a certainly student of Australian rules football all his life. And he was an excitement machine. So is Harley Reid. And I asked Buzz his thoughts on the young West Coast Eagles player.
Oh, they must be pretty excited, Pete, at the West Coast Eagles, because this lad's got plenty of poise, great balance, and he's got a hunger for the game, Pete, and that's, I think, rubbing up on a lot of the Eagles at the moment. And you know, very, very big future, as long as, you know, he keeps on improving and keeps his wits about him. But they'll be gunning for him soon, Pete, won't they, with probably tagging him pretty closely, because he could well be a very big match winner.
While I've got your Buzz, what about the Blues? I know you're in Melbourne. Can they go all the way this year? I need to ask you that question.
I'm not getting too excited at the moment, Pete. They won some great games and some close games. But, you know, I saw Saturday night and the Giants looked pretty good to me. But the Carlton big men took over after half-time, Pete. And, you know, Kurnow come good and Harry Mackay come good. And, of course, De Koning was running very, very well. And, you know, Cripps and Walsh, oh, what two powerhouses they'll be. So while they're in good form, the Blues have got a terrific opportunity. But the next 3 or 4 weeks, Pete, will tell a tale for Carlton, because we've got Geelong this week and Collingwood, of course, 100,000 people that will go to that game, Pete, in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. So very excited for the season coming for Carlton.
The good buzz. He's a good man and gave us his thoughts not only on Harley Reid, but his beloved Blues. They love him there at Carlton. Lockie Reid thought he was the biggest Reid in town, the Channel 10 sport presenter. I caught up with him and got his thoughts on Harley as well.
Well, Pete, most importantly, mate, up until this year, there was only one Reid in town. Now, unfortunately, I've handed over the mantelpiece. I've handed it over to Harley. Very, very excited about what he can offer. Just what he did in the Derby and even the previous week is just something I don't think we've seen for quite some time. Everyone's talking about, you know, maybe he's taking us back to the Chris Judd days. I actually think maybe he's been better than Chris Judd to start his career. So things are looking very, very promising for Harley Reid and the West Coast Eagles, who need something like this to give them a real lift.
Early days, but where could he possibly end up in the short term, do you think?
In the short term? Oh, look, I think he could certainly have as good a season as, say, Nick Dacos had, you know, at Collingwood. So he's going to get some Brownlow medal votes. He's got some competition, obviously, at the Eagles with Elliot Yeo, and won't win as many games, you wouldn't think. So I'm not predicting a Brownlow medal win, but I reckon he'll be rock solid throughout the season and get himself a fair few votes come end of the year.
And finally, before we speak to Kevin Sheehan, the AFL talent manager, about Harley Reid, spoke to Craig O'Donoghue, who's the senior writer for Harley Reid's PR magazine, The West Australian, on his thoughts on Harley. Here's Cod.
I was amazed by his performance on the weekend. He just captured the imagination of everyone at the ground, and you just could not take your eyes off him. I've been in America for 3 weeks, so I hadn't seen any of his performances before this. And you start watching him, and it's like, I can't believe how much he has improved and slotted into AFL football in such a short time, to go from being a draftee to being what I thought was the best player on the field. His poise, his explosive nature, his ability to leap and take marks, his confidence to take on every other player on the field and just to drag everyone else in the West Coast team along with him, is just remarkable. And the world's his oyster, because he's such a young 19-year-old kid at the moment who came with all this hype. He's handled the hype. He is the real deal. And we're going to see a hell of a lot of him for a long time at West Coast if they can sign up on a long-term deal. And he will be the future of the club.
There's Craig O'Donoghue from the West Australian, who had, I reckon, about 10 pics of Harley Reid in the newspaper this morning. They are besotted with him, as a lot of people are now. Yes. Centrefold. Tom Morris, Lee Matthews, Jimmy Bartel all spoke about Harley Reid on Eastern States Radio, and they spoke more about the contract, because after today, he is permitted to, and the Eagles are permitted to, negotiate with Harley's manager and the player itself to extend his contract. At the moment, it's for 3 years after getting picked up as the number one draft pick. Here's what Morris, Matthews and Bartel had to say about the deal. They're talking $2 million a season, maybe 10 over 5, which is just mind-blowing. Here they are.
I don't see why they can't say to him, given that the salary cap's going to go up so much, here is $10 million for that 5 years, the five-year extension, which will take him through to the age of 26. That to me, is what he is worth to this football club. And then he's got a decision to make. Do you think that's even possible? What sort of deal would you be offering him if you're Don Pike?
Well, I was talking about that there might be a $2 million player in this next 5 years when the salary cap goes up a little bit. I wasn't thinking of Harley Reid at the time. But when you talk about the circumstances of what he's done in his first month, if you could tie him up from his 20s to his 30s, I think you'd do it. And so if it costs that kind of money, then maybe you have to bite the bullet.
Because 5 years as an extension, Jimmy, would take him to free agency. So I think it's unlikely he'd sign beyond that.
Yeah, I don't think his management will allow him to do that. And there's some other... Tassie coming in is a good lever to pull. It's another bit of leverage. But $2 million, I think it's a touch too far. because you want to be selling to Harley Reid, we'll put a one in front of it. Yep. And it'll be maybe mid ones or 1.2, and we'll incentivise it. So if there's Brownlows and Best and Ferris, you can get further. But you also want to be selling to him, if you take the lot, we can't surround yourself with other stars to make you even better as well, because you want good players around him to capitalise on his good form.
OK, so we've had heaps of opinions, and what are your thoughts? Who do you agree with? Who do you disagree with? What do you think about the money? 0487 736 736, or get on the Scarborough Toyota open line situated in Scarborough Beach Road in Aussie Park. They buy all makes and models. They service all makes and models as well, 13 12 55.